Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Hit the tip top, ain't I?
Okay.
How you gonna cut off my part? That is my song up here. I'm like,
Crazy. What's up, everybody? Y'all know what it is. It's time for keeping it real hot and fresh. On another Monday night, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? I hope that, you know what I'm saying, y'all ate, y'all cooked out, grilled out. Hopefully nobody got, you know, burnt up with firecrackers or whatever. But hope everybody had a great time. This is Raleigh Durham, Chapel Hill, SSBN, coming at you. Tonight, you know what I'm saying, we have our panel of favorite fly, smooth hosts.
Hey.
You know, D-Money is not with us tonight. D-Money is not with us tonight, but that's fine because, you know what I'm saying, you know we got our girl from the A, Miss Yada, representing us.
Yay.
In the Nows.
That's my cousin. That's my cousin. That's what's up.
What's going on, y'all?
Not much. I'm just sitting here in the ATL. Wasn't too bad. The heat wasn't too bad today, so just trying to relax.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of heat, I mean, you know what I'm saying now. When we speak of heat, I don't think we can compete with Tommy in the AZ. What's going on, Tommy? What's going on? What's the weather, boy? What's the weather?
Probably about 110 or 15 today.
Wow. Oh, Lord. Wow. You up there looking like Eddie LaVert, huh? Bless you, huh?
Oh,
that's fun.
And of course, yeah. We got our girl Tori D. What's up, Tori?
Same old, yo. You don't even want to know what has going down in Nashville, so.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
What's up. We'll keep it positive.
And of course,
yeah.
I know your boy Z Fly. I'm just chilling as usual. But, you know, we're going to get this show started tonight. We've got some good topics for you. We also got some surprise musical number a little for you later on in the show.
Yeah.
But, of course, y'all know we're going to go ahead on and get into our weekly inspiration presented by our girl, Tori D.
Yes, yes. Okay, this week's weekly inspiration is going to come from Matthew 5, verse 16. So that's the 5th chapter and the 16th verse. It says, "Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and recognize and honor and glorify your Father God who is in heaven." Sometimes I have to ask myself, do the people around me see my light shining? Do they know that I'm a believer by my actions? Am I setting the standards at work? Can people really look at me and see my good works? There are so many people who can go around quoting half the Bible, praying 2 hours a day, but they have absolutely no influence or credibility because of their sloppy work. they absolutely do not walk what they talk. So it's just like they're wasting a lot of time. I would like to challenge myself, as well as all the listeners, to not settle for mediocrity. Know that you are a child of the Most High God, and make the decision today to let your light shine so that you can bring glory to God in every single thing that you do. And that is your weekly inspiration. Is this the God in you? Just like it's the God in me. So that's what's up. Some people don't even know we go to church.
That's right.
So Tori,
you know, actually, so what's going on with the new artist hunt? How's that coming along?
The new artist hunt is fantastic. We are literally getting, so many emails and so many messages. I didn't think it was going to take off, but it is totally, skyrocketing, and we're going to probably be booked throughout the entire summer, and I'm just so excited about that. Do you want me to give, a little tip about what's going to happen next week? Or you want them to wait?
You know what, please do, what I'm saying? Do your thing.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give it all away, but we're going to have a producer and an artist out of Texas on next week. His name is Bell. We are so excited. What we did was we were asking all of our listeners or any, MySpace artists that may be out there that aren't discovered, we're going to give you a platform here to let people not only listen to your music here, but the listeners are going to also be able to call in with feedback. You know what I mean? So it's an excellent way for the artist to get exposure because you never, ever know who's listening. Week after week, we have thousands and thousands of different people listening to our show. And, of course, we have our same fans listening, and it just grows bigger and bigger every week. So we're going to set the platform for you all to come here and display your music for, tons and thousands of people to hear. So I just think that that's awesome. And all we're asking is that you hit us up on our MySpace page at Real Hot Fresh. Of course, the MySpace.com/Real Hot Fresh. Let us know who you are, that you're interested, and we'll get back with you. All you have to do is send us a message. Now, I will tell you this. We're not playing no F that B ends on the show. We can all fill in the blanks. We understand, gangster music, and we appreciate that, and it's all good. But we just ask that you give us the radio versions because you got to remember we are a radio show. We're an internet radio show. So make sure that you just give us the radio version. We still want you to be real and, of course, real hot and fresh, but just give us the radio cut version of your shows. So, just in case somebody's grandmama listens, somebody's child, or more so my mama, because I told y'all when y'all act up, I get in trouble. So just make sure that you, if we do select you for the show, that you definitely have some radio material that we can put on the show. And we're just going to let you come do your thing. We're going to do a live interview with you. We're going to play your music here. And we're going to tell everybody about you. And I think it's awesome. The feedback that we've gotten is just phenomenal. So I'm very excited.
That's what it is. So we're actually going to jump right into the topic. But right before that, I want to give a shout out. And then I want to make tell a few add-ons that we do have. Now, everybody, we finally have a Facebook page, okay? So if y'all want to hit us up at Facebook, please do. It's www.facebook.com/realhotfresh. Also, I want to shout out to our girl Yada, who has been she's been doing the MySpace page, y'all. So if y'all been to our MySpace and then y'all saw the little Michael Jackson, little display there, It's our girl Yada. Yada's doing her thing, so y'all be sure to, got to give Yada a little props there, a little props.
I know, that's right. I went to the page and I was like, what? You got MJ moonwalking and sliding? I was like, let me get my cousin.
That's nice. And I did have help.
That's right. It looks awesome. I love it because we love MJ now and forever, so it's awesome. I love it.
Great.
So that's so, thank you, girl.
That's what it is. All right, everybody. So y'all know that this summer we're keeping it really hot all summer long for you. Man, we're bringing you hot topics, nothing else but hot topics. So tonight we have a hot topic, well, what I like to think is a hot topic, and we're going to be talking about America, how free America is. You know, we're free of speech, free of, you know, what you want to do, free of style, free of mind. But it seems to stop whenever it comes to your marriage, especially if you want to marry your same sex. So there has been, you know, for decades, for ages now, you know, about, you know, same-sex marriage or whatever. However, a lot of people are seeming to, you know, really start to, you know, go along with it, you know, such as people like Dick Cheney, because I believe he had somebody in his family, you know, that married the same sex. And also people like Maya Angelou, she starts to agree with it, too. I don't get to get a name out. So how do y'all feel about same-sex marriage? I mean, what do y'all think about it?
Okay.
Dead silent.
Okay, that's the answer. That's the answer right there.
Hilarious.
Out the last.
Okay. For some reason, I always, via my big mouth, and I know that, you know, I'm not the politically correct type chick. Y'all know I'm going to keep it real hot and fresh with how I feel personally. And if you disagree, I beg you to call in debate at 646-200-3136. But seriously, this was a very, very hard and sensitive topic for me because I am a Christian. I don't shy away from that. And I also have family members and friends that are homosexuals. So to come on the show and actually debate this, I had to pray because I don't want to offend anybody, but I also have to stand up for what I think is right and is not right. You know, and like I said, this is very hard for me. Normally I'm laughing and I'm talking and I'm playing, but this was hard because I want to make sure that what I say is clear. Me personally, I do not support a homosexual lifestyle. I don't. And I also don't support, in the same sentence, people hating a person because of their sexual orientation. My father used to always say something like, just because you have the right to do something doesn't mean that it's right to do. And that's how I feel. I'm not saying that homosexuality is right, but at the same time, I do not feel like it's right to hate on a person, period, because of their sexual orientation. In the same way, a lot of people say, a lot of Christians say, well, it's an abomination, it's this, it's that, and that is so true. If you go to scriptures in the Bible like Leviticus 18 and 22, Genesis 13 and 13, you will see that the Bible clearly says that that type of lifestyle is an abomination. However, at the same time, that same Christian decides to neglect or not look at or not pay attention to the scriptures that speak about fornication and adultery. So I dare not a person call in and bash a person that's gay but think it's okay to lie, because the Bible also says that a liar is not going to tarry either. You know what I mean? So although I don't agree with that particular lifestyle, I'm not in any kind of way going to bash or hate on a person because they are gay. That's not me. You can't judge a person. That's not who I am. So I stand firm on my decision to not agree with that lifestyle, but I also stand firm not to hate on a person because they choose to live that way. And if you actually look at God and the way that he operates in free will as well. He doesn't make you be a Christian. He doesn't make you be saved. He doesn't make you do what's right. He gives you the option to choose to live your life the way that you want to live it. Now, he's going to show you what's right. You know what I mean? And show you the right things to do, but he doesn't force anything on you. And that's the same way that I operate. And that's it. And that was hard for me, y'all. Y'all might not understand that, but that was hard because I have family that's in this situation, and I have friends who I know that, you know, and I'm not speaking for nobody else and how they do their thing, but my friends and certain family members that I know were abused and were dogged out and had their teeth knocked out by men. And they came to this particular point and choice in their life for several different reasons. So I dare not sit here like I'm in judgment, but I have to stay true to how I feel about the lifestyle, period. Not the person, but the lifestyle. And I just wanted to get that, you know, make sure that that was perfectly clear. So that's
okay.
It. Y'all put me on the hot See?
That was very clear.
So, I just want to make sure it's clear because I don't want nobody calling in talking about I said to hate this person, to hate that person. I don't practice hate in any form or fashion. You know, I marched at Genesis. That I'm the civil rights queen. Anybody who knows me knows that. So I don't practice hate. But as far as their lifestyle is concerned, I do not agree with it at all.
Okay.
And that's what's up. Next. Like, she ain't my cousin no more.
No, that was real and that was perfectly clear. I'm just gonna remain neutral. I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about it. I think that that's a big deal. I think that, you know, people love different people, people of the same sex. I don't know if it's right or wrong. It's deep.
It is. And, you know, and it's kind of funny, like whenever you talk about something like this, it is kind of like how Tori D is saying, you know, it's kind of like, you know, walking on glass because, you know, you don't want to say the wrong thing because you really don't want to offend nobody. But at the same time, you know, you're just giving your opinion. However,
right.
However, doing that, you still could be offending somebody. Me personally, I don't think, now, like Tori D said, this is my opinion, this is Zach's opinion, my opinion. But I don't agree with same-sex marriage. And for one reason is, I don't agree with it whenever you involve a child in it. The reason I said it because, well, I'm not saying, well, actually I am saying, well, what I was trying to say is, you know, it seems like whenever you involve a child, especially like a young child or whatever, and then they grow up, you know, with the same set parents, to me it could seem to... Well, not really confuse the child, but, you know, it's something
it
different
for
them.
It is confusing. It is confusing. Like I said, I have friends that are in that type of situation, and to their child, it is kind of confusing. And on that same token, Z-Fly, it's confusing when you shack with a man to a child that's not your husband.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's confusing, and a lot of times we make choices and we make decisions in our life not even realizing how it's going to affect our child. Now, your children have to go to school, and they got to eat that. And if you look in, do you remember 50 Cent's movie? Or 50 Cent had a song, and he was talking about how he got teased because his mama was kissing a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I listen to all type of music.
Yeah.
But he actually made a song that is... I throw some country songs out, too, now. I'm in Nashville. But he made a song about that. So I'm sorry, I just interrupted you. You know I have a bad habit of doing that.
No, you're fine. I mean, basically, it's just that, you know, see, like, situations like this, it can go so many aspects because, you know, kind of like what Yada was saying, you know, these people will say, well, look, well, I don't like, you know, the opposite sex. You know, I'm in love with the same sex, so why can't I be happy? You know what I'm saying? So it's so many different sides to the story, but I guess the question is tonight, what do people think of same-sex marriage? You know, should it be, you know, allowed in all of the states? Tommy, what do you think about it? Oh, okay.
Okay, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Tommy said he's hot. I'm hot.
You don't like that. You don't like it, like, okay, Tommy, he got to say about right now. However, I did do some research online, and I do see that four states, which are Maryland, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and Wyoming, they have laws of court ruling from before 1996 that prohibit same-sex marriage. So there are still states out there, of course, you know, that are against it. You know, there's still people who are against it, but, I mean, like, even just not, you know, the marriage, you know, just the whole, you know, relationship, you know, same-sex relationship together, people are not, you know, for it. So.
Well, I think, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say what really kind of bothers me about society today, period, is how light we take marriage. And y'all, everybody on this show knows that I'm divorced, okay? So I can speak on this, you know, on this topic. But everybody's, oh, I want to rush and get married. Oh, I love that person. I want to rush and get married. So now you're going to have the divorce rate going from 49% to probably 75%. Because a lot of people don't take marriage seriously and don't even know what it is to start with. Marriage is your total commitment to a person for the rest of your life. That's your partner. You know what I mean? And we marching and we, you know, are going up and down the aisles and fighting to get married and then not even staying married.
Right.
Because we don't even know what marriage is about from the get-go. And I think another reason why I'm kind of frustrated with this topic, let me say not frustrated, but I'm a little torn, is because a church will condemn homosexuality, but they offer absolutely no type of resources for the homosexual. A lot of churches nowadays are not even concerned anymore about the needy. They're not concerned about the person that's hurting, about the person that may be struggling with this lifestyle but does not want to.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, when I first got this question, I had to go in prayer because the Tory D is the type of person that I honestly, personally could not care less what another person does with their life. That's me. I said to myself, wow, gay marriage, I couldn't care less. You know what I mean? What another person does with their life. But the spiritual side had to check me and say, now, wait a minute, how can you not say that you don't care? Because that's the problem with the world now. We don't care anymore when we have to care, when we need to care so that we can help each other grow. Because like I said, there may be somebody in this lifestyle because, you know, some people just look at a person that's gay and they laugh at them or talk about them or dog them out and never once say, well, what happened?
To
get you here, or never once try to offer any type of help. Go ahead and take that call.
Okay, let's see who we got. Okay, we have a private call. You're on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Are you on the line, caller?
Yes, well, I am here.
Mr. Ganji!
well, lovely Tori, good evening.
Good
evening.
Hey, Mr. Ganji. Hey, Tommy and the Z-Jack.
No, Z-Fly.
The Z-Fly, yes, Z-Fly.
Yep,
and
so
Yada.
Tonight, and yes, and Yada. She's up here, too. Yada's up here, too. Our girl, Yada. So tonight, Mr. Ganji, we're actually talking about, you know, gay marriage. What are your thoughts on gay marriage? Do you think, you know, it should be legal all across America, or should it just, I mean, you know, what are your thoughts on gay marriage?
Well, no, you know, I do not prefer the marriage of the gays. I am not against the gay or the lesbian, but I believe it is not good for the family. And one moment, Bapu, do not play with the lighter. You are wasting my fuel. My fuel, Bapu, put that down. But I do not think that you should, Bapu, that is my fuel. But I do not think that you should have the marriage of the gays because it will ruin families.
How do you think it will ruin the families? Like, what would prompt you to say that?
Well, I believe that the family must have the father that is man and the mother that is the woman, or else, you know, I have the three children, the beautiful son, Bapu, and the two daughters, the Mira and Usha, and Mira and Usha must have mother that is the female, and of course, father that is the man.
Okay. So do you think that in a situation where you have two males in the household trying to raise the kids, do you think that the kids may end up missing that motherly nurturing or that motherly love? And when it's two women, do you think that they may miss the sternness of a father or the instructions of a father?
Well, I do not think that the young youth will learn how to become the grown youth and to become adult because they will not have their role model and you know, I do not think that is good for the family. I mean, if you wish to be lesbian or to be the gay, that is fine, but no children.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
Kind of similar to what Z-Fly was saying. If you're going to be in that lifestyle, you shouldn't involve kids in it.
Right. Because to me, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, you know, it doesn't give the kids a choice, but you know, it kind of just just make them see things, you know, differently. Or, like, whenever they go to school, you know, they see their other friends with, like, a mom and daddy, and then, you know, they have two mamas or two dads. You know, it's kind of confusing. I mean, you know, for a child like 5 or 6, you know, they don't understand. I mean, to me, I don't think that they will understand, you know, like, well, why do I have two dads or why do I have two mamas? You know what I'm saying? So I think that if you are going to, you know, have same-sex relations, I think you should leave kids out.
Well, I believe it would be very confusing for the child to have, you know, the two fathers. You know, if the two fathers, if one is not the woman, that does not give them the correct normal upbringing, and then perhaps they become gay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ganji.
Well, thank you, lovely Tori. Did you have the very good day of the 4th?
You know what? It was kind of sad for us here in Nashville. We lost Steve McNair. So it was kind of sad for us. But, you know, every day that God made is good. So I guess to answer your question, I'll say yes then. Because we're still here.
Who is that the Michael Jackson?
No. Yeah, well, you know, we lost Michael Jackson. But Steve McNair, he was a wonderful football player here in Nashville. And he did a lot for the community. And he passed away under some kind of crazy circumstances this weekend. So, and it was on the 4th. So, you know, it was kind of a weird celebration. And literally, it started out very sunny and pretty in Nashville. And as soon as they announced that on TV, I mean, this is the honest truth, it started to get gloomy and storm and rain. You know what I mean? So it started off beautiful, but ended kind of weird. But, you know, every day God makes us good, so we still here, and we'll say, yes, we had a good 4th because we're still here.
Well, you know, any time
that,
you know, the life is the loss that is very big tragedy of any type.
Yes, it is.
Did you go to see the flames, the rocket flames?
No, the fireworks, no, we sure didn't. No, I didn't. By that time, I just kind of wanted to just chill out. So, no, I didn't get to go see any fireworks. But I'm sure they were nice, though. I heard they were nice. And then they had a big fireworks show on the TV that was pretty good. So we got to do that.
We have the flame rockets here in the theater. But they play the national anthem over and over the entire time that the flame rockets are shooting. The same song. It was terrible. It just went on and on and on with the same song.
Well, they probably did that because they're celebrating America's independence. So, you know, they, you know, had to do the national anthem. So, but thank you so much for calling in and for being such a faithful listener. We appreciate you.
Well, you know, I enjoyed this program, even though, you know, I was in Den of the Dogs last week because my wife was furious, you know, when you talked about the relationships with the woman and the man.
And, oh, okay,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, I, she put me in Den of Dogs, you know, she was very angry. But you know, I listened to this. It is almost time for the supper. You know, it's just evening here in the Seattle. But I enjoy this program, and thank you for letting me call into your program.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, good night, lovely Tori, and I do not remember the other name, and Max.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ganji.
Well,
okay,
thank
bye.
You, and good night, Mr. Fly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Z Fly, hey Yada, that is Z Fly's best friend. Do you hear me?
I suppose.
Mr. Gandhi
no.
calls us every week. He loves Z.
Lucky me. Smooth T, are you still on the phone? Where is Smooth T yet? Okay, he's asleep. Okay, so moving along with the with the topic. So that was Mr. Gandhi's point of view of gay marriage. Actually, moving along to another part of the topic is, like, kind of like what you were saying, Tori, that you or Yada, one of y'all said it, about, you know, whenever a person sees, like, you know, a person with a different lifestyle. You know, just how, like, you know, they want to, like, just kill them or stone them or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, now to me, that's a whole, I mean, that's crazy. See, like for me, it's almost like those people are living in a glass house. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, because see, like, my whole thing is, okay, you know, you're living in the world. I mean, you know, we got all these type of people in here. Of course, there's gay people living in the world. You know, there's white and black people, Chinese. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, back in the day, whenever, you know, the whites, you know, they didn't really, you know, like the blacks too much. You know, it's kind of like that. So, I've seen people too. You know, like whenever they see like a gay person, it's almost like they see the last sinner or something. I mean, it's just like they just can't believe it, and they just.
Right.
I don't know. I mean,
I will say this, D Fly. We can never equate the black struggle to the gay struggle. It's two totally different struggles, and I get infuriated when people try to say that it's the same struggle because it's totally not. First and foremost, we were born, let me not say we because everybody listening wasn't born black. Tori D was born black. This was not a choice that I decided to make. This is the way it is, and our struggle through slavery and everything that we went through can in no way be compared to the struggle of the homosexual. So let me just say that. On that same token, I agree with you wholeheartedly with what you said. I get so sick and tired of people bashing gay people and gay lifestyles when they won't look into their own closets and see what they're doing too is also in the Bible and it's also not right. It's like a lot of, and I don't even call these people Christians, I call them church folks. A lot of church folks get on these bandwagons to dog out this person and dog out that person and it never dawns on them to look at yourself and see what you are doing that is totally against scripture too. Nobody is ever going to live a perfect life. All we can do is the very best that we can do. But one thing we can't do is judge the next person. One thing we can't do is hate a person because of their lifestyle. Because in our own lifestyles, there are certain things that I'm sure God is not pleased with. So I dare not whatever get on a bandwagon and hate on anybody because of the way that they choose to live. All I can do is share with you what is right according to Scripture and what is not right. But I don't think it's right for people to get on that bandwagon and hate on people because of their lifestyles, especially when you hate and offer absolutely no help whatsoever. That just burns me up.
Well,
it just really does.
With you saying that, a lot of what do you think about, like, a lot of the church people are, you know, a lot of them really hate that lifestyle. You know, I heard somewhere once where somebody said that, you know, the church is always saying how the Lord is a forgiving God, you know, he's a loving God, but then whenever it comes to homosexuality, it's like, you know, that's where he cuts it off at. How do you feel about that statement?
He's still a loving and still a forgiving God. He's always going to be that way. And like I said, so many people want to put homosexuality on a different level as the person that lies, as the person that is an adulterer, a different level as the person that's a child molester, a pedophile, you know, all that type of stuff. They're all sins, and they're all vile in the eyesight of God. So they're all on the same level. I just think that this one is, a lot of people point this way because it's what? It's what they're not doing. Most people love to point out whatever it is that they're not doing and say, oh, that's a sin. Oh, that's a big, huge sin. Because what? It's something that they're not doing. But if it was something that they were doing, they would find 10 or 15 different scriptures to back it up. Or they would find a way to justify it in their own minds. And that's the reason why the unbeliever or the person out there that's struggling with this lifestyle is so confused. Because they see the person in church, the same person that's shacking up, the same person that's sleeping with somebody else's husband, try to down them about how they live. But you in the church. You a big liar, but you in the church. How you going to correct me? You know what I mean? So it's confusing. The church is confusing to the unbeliever. We got to get it together. Tori D included.
Yada, do you have any different thoughts?
Well, I don't know. It's a lot. I think that to each its own, in a sense, but at the same time, I think that, you know, internally, you know what is, and everything is just not to be done, you know, like she was saying, like her father said, you know, just because, you know, you can do it, is it really supposed to be done? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, I do have some scriptures to give out just in case somebody is out there and they are listening and this is something that they are struggling with. Because we at Keep It Real Hot and Fresh would never want you to feel like we're trying to condemn anything. We always offer our opinions and help as well.
Yeah, we're going
to do both. But there are some scriptures in the Bible that address this. And you can go to Romans, the first chapter, verses 24 through 32. And another place that you can reference to help yourself, and this is really going to help you in regards to the Holy Spirit and ways that you can deal with this, is Romans the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 15. These are going to give you, these scriptures are going to let you know what God's way would be for your life, and not only that, but how you can be helped if you want help or if you're at a point in your life where you feel like you need help. We want to offer that here as well. So that's Romans 8, verses 1 through 15, and Romans 1, verses 24 through 32.
Okay.
That's what's up. So what
this might be the quietest show we have ever had. Lord have mercy. Boy, you were running out at the mouth then, was
I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing else. We're blue, your calls, emails, I said nothing.
All kind of hate mail. All kind of hate mail. I know it's coming. But we love
Y'all said, I'm staying neutral, and that's it.
Y'all said, the money that set me up. Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all keep it real hot and fresh. We're going to take a short break, and whenever we get back, we will have D's dish.
Hey.
Okay.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.bounotgagged.com.
Welcome back, y'all, to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your hot, real, and fresh host. Tonight is D's dish. But we don't have a D in her dish tonight, but we're still gonna have it. Tonight, like we was telling you earlier, we are definitely looking for new artists, you know, to come on our show. We want to interview you. We want you to put your material out there, your song or whatever.
Yep.
You know, get yourself out there because we want to hear all about it. So, to start things off, we do have a new artist tonight. And our girl Yada going to tell you all about it. What it is, Yada?
Hey, what it is, it's Yada. And I would love to introduce Jade Christophe. Christophe is 15 years old. Has been doing music since 8 years old and loves TLC.
All right, that's what it is. So Ashley, she has a song tonight. It's actually called The Life of Left Eye. It's a tribute to Left Eye. Her name is Jay Christopher. So let's see what her song is all about.
Thank you.
And also, she want to give big ups to Bomb Thugs and Harmony for using that beat.
You know I was going to say. Bom, 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 bom.
You started in this rap game young. Did what you had to get things done. Even though you was misunderstood. Lord knows you did all that you could. Her name is Left Eye, if you didn't know. The number one person to give the best show. She made a song called Let Me Live. Y'all should've. Cause all she did was give when I die. Can you give me a hint so I can be with you and the eternal man? The man is good, the man is great. When you went up in the sky, he opened up the gates to a girl called outside. The eye is right to find someone whose mind is bright. Ain't take no stuff, took the fight. Now she knocked your lights out and you don't feel right. Can't spit no rhymes the way she did. That's why she number one and made it big. You will always have a place in my heart, and I hope no one can tear us apart. Charity you provide. Even when they underestimated your mind, you felt it in your heart to remain kind. You helped people out in so many ways. From the time you were born to your last day, you stayed humble no matter what they say. But who grows old, I'll see you at the crossroads.
That's what's up. That's Jay Christopher.
Oh.
Jay, if you're out there listening, I really hope I'm saying your name right. You know, I mean, I know that's bad because somebody's name all wrong, but I think it's Jay Christopher. That was something like that. that was the life of Left Eye. It was a tribute to Left Eye. She's only 15 years old. That was nice.
That was really beautiful.
Nice. Awesome.
I'm telling you.
Awesome.
She took me
awesome.
Back. I'm telling
y'all. Exactly. She's been into music, you know, like y'all have said, since eight years old. That's really
good.
Wow.
Awesome.
Really good. She's 15. She has her whole life ahead of her. That's really good. So thank you, Jay. We want to thank you for letting us play your music on the show. All right, people. So we are 17 minutes down to the show. Also, make sure you do tune in next week, because like Tori D said at the beginning of the show, we will have another new artist that we will be playing their music and also interviewing next week. So we're 15 minutes down to the show. Tonight we are talking about, the ups and downs and the dislikes and likes, or just the whole thing about gay marriage and, you know, how does it look in the public eye, you know, should America make it legal? You know, there's a lot of different thoughts on it, So if you do want to call in and give us your thoughts, please do. It's 646-200-3136. Or you can definitely hit us up on chat, too. Chat is open, so please, you know, start logging into the chat and letting us know how you feel, what's going on. And we will, you know, say it on the air for you, okay? So, Tori D, Yada, what it is, y'all?
It's just the same old, same old. We want to invite everybody too to make sure that you tell your friends to join us every Monday where we keep it real hot and fresh, even when it ain't popular. They
yes.
gotta keep it real hot and fresh.
Exactly.
So that's what's up.
Exactly. So now, getting back into the topic now. I got to get on Yada for a minute. Well, not actually get on her personally, but Yada, you live in the ATL. And the ATL has a reputation.
World renowned, the ATL.
I ain't saying nothing else. I said nothing, but I'm just saying that, you know, the ATL has a little reputation there, so, you know, I mean, so, Stephen, you obviously, but, you know, it's funny because, you know, I don't know who I was talking to. I can't even remember. Even if I couldn't remember, I won't say their name. But the point is, I was speaking to somebody, and then I remember, you know, they were so against, you know, homosexuality. I mean, they were just against it. They kind of standing, blah, blah, blah. And I was looking at this person like, well, wow, you couldn't go. You could never go to Atlanta. Wow, you could never go to New York. I mean, you know, I'm serious. Y'all laugh, but it's so true. I mean, like, people are so closed-minded that they could have never really go to certain places, you know, because, I mean, some places are just blunt. You know what I mean?
What you say, Lenox Mall is just what?
Wow.
It's very cool.
Don't forget, I lived in Atlanta for like 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And I have gay friends as well. Marriage, it just seems a bit much, you know, but I guess, you know, if they're living together as, you know, a couple and they want to get married, then I guess that's pretty much the same thing. So, I mean, it's very much here. There's a lot of out of the cover and a lot of under the cover here, which is kind of scary. But
under the cover is definitely scary.
Yeah. At the same time, I just really am not on either side of the fence. I don't know if I love someone, you know, of the same sex, how I would feel about it, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. Like, so basically, you know, anyone who's listening, you know, kind of like what Tori said, you know, don't take anything the wrong way. I mean, basically, you know, we're just giving our opinion, we're just talking or whatever. You know, it just seems. Go ahead. What were you saying? I don't know what I said something. But, I mean, you know, basically, you know, we're just giving our opinions, you know, our thoughts. I mean, like, you know, nothing set in stone. You know, basically, you know, America, it is steady changing. You know, people are becoming more, you know, comfortable with their sexualities, you know, with themselves or whatever. You know, people are not going to change, you know, just because, you know, one group of people don't like what this group of people is doing, it isn't really going to change it. But at the same time, you know, we all need to really think, you know, what does it all really settle down to? And it all really settles down to is where is our soul going to rest, you know, after this life, you know? So,
right, and I mean, those are everything that's going on, from the wars to the tornadoes to all this foolishness. Every single thing that's going on is a sign. Every single thing. The Bible says it's plain as day, so when I see crazy stuff happening in the world, it doesn't surprise me at all. Because I read the word. I mean, all this stuff that we're speaking about, you know, men becoming lovers of themselves, all this type of stuff that we're speaking about is in the Bible. You know, the thing is going to be whether you believe the Bible or not, whether you live by it or not. And it's going to have to be your own personal decision and choice because, like I said, God is a God of free will. He doesn't force anything on us. So who are we?
Maybe
no, to try to force our lifestyles and thoughts on somebody else.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to put this question on anybody, so I'll just ask, and if anybody wants to answer, you can. But I'll also give my thoughts, too. But, you know, there are, you know, people of the same sex who are married or maybe not married. They do go to church, and, you know, they're really into the word. You know, they try to live, you know, a Christian life or whatever kind of life. But they're with the same sex. What are your thoughts about that? Your thoughts, opinions about that?
I think that God loves them just like he loves me. I think that he's going to be waiting on them to change and to come to him for direction, just like he's waiting on me to change and come to him for direction. That's an interesting question that you posed, because with me being in the gospel industry for so many years and singing at so many different churches, you would not believe all the things that my two eyes have seen. And I used to say to myself, does God honor that praise? Do they really think that, you know, that he's looking down and he's, you know, into them praising? But then you have to check yourself and say, of course he does. God knows our heart. God knows stuff that other people around you does not know. So just like he's waiting on, just like he's waiting on us in our mess to come to him and repent and say, Lord, you know, forgive us and help us. He's waiting on them too. I would dare not ever judge anybody's praise, because I don't want nobody to judge mine.
Yeah.
So yes, he loves them just the same. It's not the person that he can't stand. It's the sin he can't stand. Not that person. God loves all of us. In the middle of our hot mess. That don't mean he agree with it, you know?
Yeah, I understand. I think God knows your heart.
Right, and I think that's the main reason, because a lot of churches preach perfection, which is not possible, instead of preaching that. If you think about it, the Ten Commandments was in the Old Testament, right? But when Jesus came to fulfill the law in the New Testament, he gave us two commandments that should cover all those ten. Said all that to say, we can't live a life where we're self-righteous. We have to live a life that says, thank you, Lord, you know, for dying on the cross for us to cover our sins when we do mess up. Because that was the whole purpose of Christ coming. God himself can't look at sin. So we have to be covered by the blood of Jesus. And I believe that anybody, no matter where you are in life, if you repent and you come to God, the blood that he shed on the cross was for you, just like it's for me or anybody else out there that's struggling. So he came so we could make mistakes and repent. Not that you just, you know, sit out there and just say, oh, I'm going to just act a fool and then repent. Because, again, he knows your heart. He knows if you're sincere or not.
Right.
But God loves each and every one of us all the same. We are all his kids. You know, some of us just a little bit more hard-headed than the next. Think about you and your siblings, if you have them. You know, one of them was the Miss Goody-Goody, and then one of them was just straight terrible. And trust me, I was the straight terrible, and my brother was Mr. Goody-Goody. But my mama loved us both the same. It's
wow.
The same way with God. Our relationships with God are so similar to parents' relationships to their kids.
Okay.
And y'all know I can preach, but I'm trying not to.
God,
I'm trying not to.
We're 8 minutes down to the show. We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Thank you so much. And once again, I feel like I have to say this, tonight was all of our opinions. You know, we didn't want to offend anybody or nothing, straight opinions. So, you know, don't call in and threaten us.
And hey, if we did offend you and you didn't call in, oh, well.
Oh, wow. All right. So we just want to thank everybody. Definitely, Tori D, again, what's going on this week?
Next week, we will be introducing a new artist by the name of Bell. His name is Paul Bailey, but he goes by Bell. He is a producer, a writer, all that good stuff, and I'm just so excited about it. We also have added him to our top friends on our MySpace page if you want to go and kind of get like a little pre sneak of his music. So we're very excited about him.
That's what it is. And Yada, whenever you're not hosting the show, where can we find you, Yada?
You can find me in
Atlanta,
Georgia.
You know, y'all, I should have got on that info about her. I don't need no MySpace talkers, boo. I ain't looking. I don't want to meet nobody on MySpace.
That's what it is. And
hilarious.
And Smooth T, wherever you at, okay, we got you out there. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened.
You know, they don't play that in Arizona. They do not play that in Arizona.
My bad.
No. They don't even want to honor Martin Luther King in Arizona.
Is that you,
my
Tommy?
My bad. I was preoccupied, y'all.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
I pop in at the end just to say, hey, you know what I'm saying?
He said he just kept it real hot and fresh. Now, Smooth T, you know I know your mama. So don't make me have to call her.
Yeah.
Now, don't get it.
Yeah. That was really ghetto.
I know, right? If you're hosting the show and you chime in the last 5 minutes.
That's how y'all know this show is real. I popped in the last 8 minutes.
Wow. Okay, that's nice. That's very nice. 5 minutes to the show. 10 ways you know your ghetto. Tori D, what's up? What's up? I got you. Now I got. It's not a original drum roll, but I do have your drum roll. I can't even tell a drum roll. I do have your drum roll. Okay.
Well,
so,
make it do what it do, baby.
I'll make it do what it do. All right, here we go.
Oh my goodness.
All right, 10 ways to get on, y'all.
Okay, way to know you get on number 10. If you ask for a drum roll and get the whole course of drumline, you might be ghetto. All right, ghetto. Okay, for the drugs.
Oh, my bad. I'm not going to the whole drum. Not outside to keep going. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, way to know you get a number 9. If you are a host of a Blog Talk Radio show and you call in at the last 8 minutes of the show, you might be ghetto. Wait to know you get a number.
Not that.
I'm good.
Wait to know you get a number 8. If you have a house full of roaches and you blame it on the next door neighbor house, you might be ghetto. You know, you go to people's house and they got roaches and they be like, girl, my neighbor's nasty.
Oh. Blame it on the neighbors.
Okay. If you have ever ate something called pork and beans, you might be ghetto.
And they are very good. They're very good.
Wait to know your ghetto number 6. If you have ever picked your tooth with a business card, you might be ghetto. Wait to know your ghetto number 5. If you have ever spent your light bill money at the strip club, you might be ghetto.
Now, which one y'all done there?
Okay, wait to know you get on number 4. If you have a dime bag of weed but no gas money,
what's wrong with that?
You need to
that's why I'm getting hot. I ain't got no gas. I won't think about it.
You can put that $10 in your gas tank instead of that 20-20.
I'm trying to feel good. I'm in recession. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you use marijuana? Okay. What point anywhere?
What'd she say? What'd she say, Yada?
I said, if you're using marijuana, you're not going anywhere anyway.
I know, right?
That's
not
right.
Going nowhere.
That's
fast.
Right. Exactly. So you might as well smoke.
What you trying to say?
Insane.
That ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Okay, wait to know you get a number 3. If you have ever heard.
Nowhere. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you have ever referred to BBs as a kitchen or a cuckabud, you might be ghetto. Wait to know you're ghetto number 2. If you know what the word BBs means, you might be ghetto. Wait to know you're ghetto number 1. If the announcements at your church last longer than the sermon, you might be a ghetto.
I'd be ghetto.
Okay, the churches be having 9,000 programs nowadays. Y'all pay y'all tithes so we don't have to be in church all the time. Pay your tithes.
Oh.
I'm talking about building funds and this program and that program. For y'all to get $2 each program, just pay your tithes and you won't have to go through all them changes. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. All right, y'all, but make sure y'all join us next week. We will have a special guest, special musical guest, Belle. What is so funny?
She hear y'all to say preach. Like she's tired of being in church too, all them different programs.
Y'all is crazy. No,
it's wonderful.
All right, y'all. Raleigh Durham over here. SSBN. Y'all keep it real hot and fresh.
Freaking
all right. That's right.
Peace.
Hello. Good night.